Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're hoping today that Bet Beis, but what we have over here is Tana Rabbanan. We're holding Bet Beis Amud Aleph, seven lines down from the top. I have one thing that I just wanted to add before we begin. I kind of misspoke a few blood ago when we were speaking about the machlokes between Rabbi. I want to correct something I believe that I said. When I asked Hastira and Tosfos, because Tosfos says, well, we have the din, v'atcheles einam akimis halav and avan einam akimis hatcheles. Tosfos deliberates whether it means, like Rashi, that you substitute the tchelis that you don't have with another two chutin of lava, which means you have four chutim of lava. If you don't have tchelis, you have four chutim of lava. Or you don't have four. Do you have like the whole, like the Chumash Harash, like a Rashban Yevamis, these are alternatives of what you do. Do you have four, like Rashi says, four chutin of lavan, or you only have two chutin of lavan? The Rashba, the Rashba, the Chumash Harash, you have Mordechai, we even have a third with the Mordechai, and they hold that you only have two chutin of lavan, and that's all you need. If you hold that it's four chutin of lavan, that means that you have to say that it's only one mitzvah. In other words, there are not two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of lavan and the mitzvah of chelus. But rather, there's one mitzvah of having the aside of the mitzvah is four chutim. No matter what, the aside of the mitzvah is you have to have four chutim. Why does it come from? Let's say wherever it comes from. It has to have the four chutim. Now there are prophets added features of the four chutim. And that is, it has to be two lava, two chayim. If you can't have it, you have four chutim or lava. Well, let's say you hold that it's two mitzvahs. If you hold, let's say that it's two mitzvahs, then there is l'hayomer such a thing. Because if it's two mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah of lavan, fine. Then there's another mitzvah of tchelis. So now what? Let's say you don't have tchelis. I'm going to substitute it with a banana. Can't do that. That's what we said. So anyway, from a chut that did tchelis together with lava, I can't have tchelis. What do you mean? Substitute it with something else, with lava. It's a separate mitzvah. That mitzvah is a mitzvah of tchelis. So I don't have tchelis. What am I going to do? Separate it and I'm going to go and be the kayim and add lava. What's lava have to do with tchelis? Nothing to do with it. It's a separate mitzvah. Tosfos said, at first Netzach, according to Rebbe, that it's ma'akiv. The tchelis and the lava, there it's one mitzvah. And then before that, Tosfos afterwards said that according to the Rabbanan, it's two. And that's what we didn't understand. It's two separate mitzvahs. How can he say it's two separate mitzvahs in light of the fact that Tosfos at the end came out, like Rashi, that you have four chutim of lavan? And that's, I think that's what it's telling us. Again, I looked at the Tosfos again, and that was the mistake. Tosfos comes afterwards, the Tosfos of Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, and then Tosfos, Ibrahim Abbasia, Lola Garduman, I think that's Kufa, but Tosfos is Barvani. Well, the Rabbanan, where he says what? Kerebi Yadotzi Avi Mitzvah Achas, Valocha Kerebi Mechavei Rav, Avalon Mechavei Rav. Now, the Koshke, then he says, Ve'alhoz Saibchen, Abatil Ula Rabbanen, Afilu Mechad Mitzvah, Totrei Mitzvah's name. And that's where the mistake, I think, was. V'lo Soyo Avachas Lechaverta, Davi Ke'ilu Wigardam Kailas, Umiu Nira. However, afterwards, Tosfos says, according to the way we came out on Lamed Aleph, that even according to the Rabbanit, you need Dalit Chutim of Lavan. Im Kein Chad Mitzvah Ninu. In the end, Tai says it is one mitzvah, like the Rambam. Which means that that's not going to be Shver. I think that's good with what Tai says, Barvarning, of course. If you're going to tell me that it's Dalit Chutim of Lavan, you have to say it's one mitzvah. You can't say it's two. Came back, one mitzvah is the Lavan, one mitzvah is the Tchelus. Okay, so now what? I don't have the Tchelus. What am I going to do? Two Chutim of Lavan? That doesn't make sense. Separate mitzvah of Tchelus. Tosfos himself makes this clear. The Tosfos makes the clear himself, whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, is based on this suffix that we have, whether or not you have this machlekes or rishayim, whether it's two mitzvahs, or whether or not it's the two chutim of lavan, whether it's four chutim of lavan. And Chanani, according to the Tshuva Sarash, what would we say, according to the Tshuva Sarash, you can't do that, it's only two chutim of lavan, like the Tshuva Sarash. Chari, you'd be able to say that, it wouldn't be a riot, but you'd certainly be able to say that it's two mitzvahs. But if you hold that it's one, but if you hold that it's four chutim of lavan, then you would not be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to do that, according to this. The Rabban has a Gatsa thing in Sefer HaMitzvahs, has a whole sichsuch with the Rabbah, whether it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, and in the Shita Nusach and the Bahad, in the Shrushim, the Rabban, whether or not it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Now, if the Rabban is happy to learn that it could be one and two mitzvahs, if the Rabban is happy to learn that it's going to be two mitzvahs, then Enochanabi Lachar, that means that he's going to have to hold like the Tshuva Sarash. In the Rabban holds that it's two mitzvahs. I'm not saying he holds like that because in the Hashmatzus of the Rabban, in the mitzvahs that the Rabban left out, he does not count it as a separate mitzvah. But he does deliberate on it. He lives a lot in Tusach and the Bahad, and those we show you how we could learn it. And if the very fact that he's deliberating on that, Masayim would tell you that he holds a shot in the Gemara is that it's only just with the above level. It's going to be two, if it's going to be two mitzvahs, meaning there's one mitzvah of Tchelus. How can he learn over here that it's going to be four chutim? Bechaira, I would think of the Ramban, that the Ramban learned like the Tshuva Sarash, and that when it says that the Tchelus is not back in the Lavan, it means that you have two chutim of lava, two chutim of lava. And something else I wanted to say, maybe I'll see if I have time afterwards. Mm-hmm. But this is the Tanur Rabbanan that we're up to, and then based on it, I'll seven lights up for the, down for the Rabbanan.
Rabbi, how does the Rambam learn? Does the Rambam say you need four? The Rambam just said it's one mitzvah. So does he say you need four?
The Rambam learns that it's one, if he learns that it's one mitzvah.
One mitzvah. So how many do you have to put?
He doesn't say that. The Rambam learns, two ways to learn the Rambam.
Oh, that's a very
simple
way. Yosef
in the end comes out.
Right.
Yes. He brings from a Kadmon. The Beis Yosef did not learn like that. He brings that. But he himself owns that shot. He owns in the Rambam that it's four chutim. Four chutim of love, I mean.
That's very consistent with what Rebbe is saying.
That's right. That's why I was saying like that. It's consistent with that. Yeah. Tanur Rabban tzitzis ain't tzitzis ella anoth. When we use the term tzitzis, it refers to the tassel, to the fringes. V'cheinu oimer v'cheinu b'tzitzis reishi. We have but the Amar Abayim v'tzarech lifruda ki tzitzis di arbay. When you have the threads, they can't be all entangled. They have to be separated like the chub of the arbay, that they have it separately. I guess that's what it is. The Tanur Rabbanan, like we have, that hitil ala karen. If a person, let's say, is batil, hitil ala karen, ayal hagedil is kshera. Let's say you put it on the, where you do it, Hitul Rashi over here says, if he goes at the Al HaKeren, Al Sfas Chudah Shokeren, let's say he hangs it, or the point the very edge of the corner. By the Gedil, Chut Ava, Bechazak, Bebeged Tchila, Kedeshalo Yehe, Dayach Likara. He puts it on the border, the hem, the head. He puts it what is, and he puts it mabish by the tip of the corner, or within the hem where he has the border of the begin.
Reinforce.
He has to reinforce it that it shouldn't tear. So let's say he doesn't put it mabish three gudalim, three I suppose, before, after the thing, he puts it mabish by the edge. He holds that that's good. Rabbi Amram Lezer ben Yaakov, Paisel, Mishteya, both of these is no good. Why? Because the tzitzis have to be affixed to al-kanfei vigdeyem. It has to be at the corner. If you have it mabish on the edge or on the border, doesn't help. That's not called the corner. Kamad Uzla, Hud Yomar of Gimel Marav, tzitzis tzricha sheteinu tefes al-akeret. He holds that it has to be noitif al-akeret. It has to straddle the keret. It really is tied, the hole that the tzitzis go through are further up, but it hangs over the keren. Shenemar al katfe migdeyev. We'll do it on kibad karabalezer ben yaikif. Why? Because it goes like karabalezer ben yaikif who passels it. It cannot be on the keren. It has to hang over the keren. Not to be threaded, not to be threaded through the keren. And you, what you have to do is, you take mole, the kesher gudol, the length of the kesher of the gudol from the knuckle to the end of the nail. The Yitzrich the Rav Papa, well, come right back to the Yitzrich the Rav Papa, the Yitzrich the Rav Yaakov. I need this membra that Rabbi Yaakov just said, Vitzakshi Yachik Molekesher Gudol. And I also need, that's a member of Rabbi Yaakov, Vitzakshi Molekesher Gudol. I need the membra of Rabbi Papa. What Papa said, what? I need the membra of Rabbi Papa, of the Yitzrich of Rabbi Yaakov. Even Rabbi Papa, they need the membra of Rabbi Papa. And again, what did Rabbi Papa say?
Actually
says. Yeah. So what Rav Papa? The Yitzrich Rav Papa, the Amar Liel. Before he said, remember, Arba has to be four chutin b'saych shloisha. It has to be four chutin within three gudolim, or three etzbos. Three etzbos that we have from the end. And I also need a member of Rav Yankiv, who just came and said, that he, the way we're basketing it, and that he says that you have to be Marche Kamale Kesher. Why? What each one is necessary for us to explain the din. The Yitzrich of Rabbi Yaakov, even Rav Papa Hamamin a Teich Gimel, maybe it just means the low Lirchik. You can't make it further away. Hamamin a Teich Gimel, the low Lirchik. Maybe he means that he can't make it further up than that, than the three. It has to be three. It can't be more than three. The Kaaba didn't be Kriv. However, so what is he telling us? It can't be too far up. Maybe it could be closer to the edge. It didn't have to be three. Maybe it could be closer to the edge. He's telling you, Asher Lamayu. Therefore, he said to Rabbi Yaakov that it cannot be like that. When he says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechanin, Sarek Sheyachik Malekesher, that means it can't be too close to the edge. It's going to be too close to the edge, then it's not going to be on the Kanaf. So he says, the Kaaba de Mikra Bali, he said to Rabbi Yaakov, either Rabbi Yaakov, Havamina, the opposite. Havamina Malekesher Gudo. The lowly crib. You can't make it closer than that.
Closer to the edge.
Right, you can't make that it's called closer to the edge. The lowly crib tzvei. The kama, the rovik, the further up and away from the court, from the edge that you make it, it's better, Miley. Tzvecha, therefore, I need the member of Rav Papa The government tell me that it should be, it can't be close, it can't be, it can't be further away. Which, now when we talk about it, of course, what do we mean further from the edge? In every direction. That means you're talking not just from one direction, you're talking from both sides of both legs of the triangle, of the square that we have.
Not the diagonal.
Not the diagonal, no. What? Not diagonal, no. No, but the most legs of the, if you make a square, you're talking about the legs of the square, the sides of the square. The square, the sides of the square. Therefore, it's a lot about the tzvetzvich. Rabbeinu, Rav Saba, Yosef Kamei, the Rabashi, Chosi, Rav Saba, Lekarni, the Glime, the Rabbeinu. And what, like, Rabbeinu and Rav Saba were sitting there, and Chosi, Rav Saba saw the corner of the Begid, of Saba, the Karni, the Glime, of Rabbeinu, the Susa. It was torn. Ubatzar, Mimale, Kesher Gudol. Lo and behold, the tzitzis were hanging from the torn corner less than the Kesher Gudol. It's too close to the edge. Rabbish very close to the edge.
That's not
wrong. So that's good. Omar Leisa, he said to him, like Sama Lomar, the hunter of Yankiv. Don't you hold the record? Rabbi Yankiv said, who says, we had the member, but just now he's mentioned the member of Yankiv, that it can't be too close. Tzarek Shiyachik, Mole Kesher Gudol. It has to be a Mole Kesher Gudol. Can't be too close to the edge. Omar Leh, that only refers, Bishas Asiya, when you make the tzitzis. You make the tzitzis, it has to be somewhat distant from the edge, otherwise it's not called on the corner. Anyway, if we heard that, he's still going embarrassed. Wait. Don't get all bent out of shape. Don't worry about it. He's from Eretz Israel. He was hoping on this. Chaim was like a Treminon. And one person who is from the Yeshua Eretz Israel that has the Chadi, Abir and Eretz Israel, he's like two of us, therefore don't be, it's not your fault. So, like I mentioned yesterday, it's a very common thing with people. Yeah, the citizens get caught, want to beg it. The summers, the kids ask, this is one of the main, big questions that they ask all the time. They're playing it there and they get slide at the third base. They tear the begging. By the time they're hanging, the tzitzis are hanging by a thread, and they want to know whether they can wear the tzitzis or not. So I said, yeah, it started out well, but it doesn't, as long as it started out well, it's well. It doesn't have to, why? Because the din that you have to have a good corner is only by the asiya. The osu lohem tzitzis al kadfei bigdehem. There's a din of the asiya. It has to be at a corner, but let's say after the Asiya, and then there's no corner. That's not a problem over there. And this is that we basket over here also. And therefore, it would be good even if it's ripped close to the edge. Rav Acha bar Yankiv, Rabbi Arba, now what did he do? He put in four chutim. Remember, we had chutim, four chutim, three chutim. We had this as Bashamay and Beis Hillel. But the meaning is we do like Beis Shammai said before. And we have four chutin, even though Beis Hillel did not darshan Gedil of Shnayim. The plural, in other words. Now it's even though Beis Shammai is the one that darshan that, Beis Hillel did not darshan Gedil Shnayim, Gedil and Arba. That's double, the plural.
Why are we not
going to Beis Shammai?
Yeah.
That's the meaning. Because it's, yeah. So here we have, it's a meaning like that, but so Al Kapani we have, and therefore, so he said, what did he do though? He did four chutim, but he did something that we do not do. Rabbi Arba ba'ayif lehumeyath. And then what did he do? He looped the threads again through the hole, through the place of contact where it comes into the baggage.
We only put it for one.
Yeah. Uba'ayo lehu b'glima. He put it in hanging from the glima. The other lehu mevat. And he looped it in somehow with the other ones. And how much therefore is hanging? It's hanging twice. It's hanging twice from the corner. So how many sukhutim do you have hanging? No. You always have eight. You have four chutim, four means eight, right? Made four chutim, your fence folded over, and there are eight strings coming down. Eight strings coming down. So, but if he did this, how many strings do you have coming down?
16.
Yeah. Kasavar, bo'init tmanya biglima, ki echi delihavi gedil gedil in the makai psil. You needed eight. Not just hanging, you needed eight going through the hole.
Well, maybe there's eight.
Huh?
Some of the four strings dealing with eight. And that even is
yes, that's what happened. That's what he would do, but he did it like that, which means that you have eight, which means you have 16.
Eight
minutes. Huh?
He put a slip knot. He put it through a slip knot. He put it through and it hung down, all eight.
Like all on one side.
One side. All on one side.
What do you mean? He had it hanging the way we do, and then he took the threads, and then he put it did the whole thing again.
That's the next one. He took the four little strings, he held them in half, he halved them, and he threaded them through the hole while they were half. And then he...
What did he say again? What did he say?
He took the strings,
yeah.
He folded it over like this,
yeah.
And put them in the hole.
Yes.
With the picture.
No,
this is four. It's four strings. This is... No, it's not. It's four strings.
It's eight.
It's
really four strings, but it's... All right. You need eight. It's going in the glima. And Rav Yirmi with this, they rub it tmanya, the eat of shitzar. The low aviklu, he had eight regular strings going through. No, the second one is that. Eight regular, that's the next one. Rav Yirmi, not the first one. Rav Yirmi, I mean, deep thing, put in eight strings, which are 16. The Loavi glue, he didn't make any slip knots. The other ones made slip knots to make the 16 or to make the 8. He just used 8 strings. It was an easy way to do it, to make come out to the same thing. I don't know what your... The first Madaba makes it more complicated. But the second Madaba just had 8 strings. They folded it on half, so you have 16. Mab Reiner Avina Avin Kididon. He did it like we do it. It's nothing complicated at all. He had four chutim, folded over. Rav Nachman Ashkenazi, Rav Adama Rava, Rabbi Chuti. And what did he do? He put the chutim into the beged, become a varech, lasos tzitzis. And he was mevarech at the time when he did it, to make tzitzis. He made the bracha asher kedishanu, the mitzvaysa, the tzivanu, Alasias sitzis. Or Alasias sitzis.
What
mitzvah
is that?
Yeah, the Osu Lohan sitzis. What is that? There are two ways we can learn here. Let me finish first. Amalei. So what happened? Rav Nachman Ashkechei, putting on tzitzis. And he made that bracha. He says, my tzitzi shabani yacha. What's up, sir? He keep it in tzitzis. Tzitzi. All the tzitzi are here. I have so much brachas on tzitzis. What am I listening to over here? Omer of Rav. Tzitzis ain't, so in other words, tzitzis, what, to make a bracha on tzitzis? I mean, tzitzis ain't tzricha bracha.
Why, it's not a
mitzvah. No, wait. When he came in, he said, Akasha on Rab. What did Rab just got finished saying? Tzitzit doesn't need a bracha, now he is the steerer. Well, beyond my Rab, tzitzit's a tzarech bracha. Well, Amar Rab, you know my Rab, in I, let tzitzit. Be oivet ka'chavim. What about tzitzit that a guy made? How do we know Shehi Psula? Shenemar, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, Ve'otsu Lohem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael Yasu, Ve'lo Adikachavim Yasu. You didn't have to make the tzitzis. If it's made by a guy, it's not going to work. Oh, so what's that do with us? Hi, Rabbi Rumi. Well, what's the question? You were talking about the bracha that he says, what do you mean, a guy, you can't make the tzitzis. Well, so what? Amrat Yosef, because Kosava Rav Chisda, the reason why he asked, he asked because he held Kol Mitzvah, Shekshera B'yavik Kaichavim, the Israel, Ein Tzarech Levarach. If the mitzvah could be done through a guy, there's no bracha by the Israel. Kol mitzvah shepsula b'yavik. However, let's say the guy is not qualified to do it. The Israel does it. Tzarech Levarach, so he has to be b'varach. And therefore, if the guy himself is not able to do it, then it should be a problem. Now, Uklala, Frank the Gemara, is that true? What do you do about Ray Mila? Mila, the Gemara, he held that Kshera, B'yavik Lechavim. The Sanya, like, if we learn like that, we know from Machlaikis, we know from Avodah Zarah, Machlaikis, the Sanya, Ir She'ema Raifa Yisrael. If an ear does not have a mile or that's capable of doing it, that's a Yisrael. The Yeshba Raifa Arbay, but there's a guy, a doctor, who can do it. The Raifa Kusi, but there's also a Raifa is a Kusi who's even worse than a guy, because whatever he does, because it's apikursis. The name Raifa Kusi, Yimal Arbay, it's preferable to have the guy do the Mila. No, Kusi below Arbay. It's better to have the Kusi, not the Arbay. Of Yisrael, Tzarech Levarech. And by the Yisrael, we know. So what do? You do a Mila. You make the Mila, you be Mavarech. Why do you be Mavarech? The reason is, the Omar Bar, And therefore, so what's the rule? The Gemara says, so what is the rule? What do we see from over here? The Gemara is saying that the Israel is able to be Mavarech, even though a guy can do it. So you're telling me that it is like that. Why are you telling me that not shy to make the bracha? Only because a guy can do it. If a guy can't do it, it's not telling you that at all. But me do time all the Rav. The time is all according to what Rav held. What did Rav hold? You have a kasha from Mila because a guy can do the Mila. Rav be so puzzle. Rav doesn't hold that way. He ikmar binaylam Mila biyavikacham shepsula. Darabar papa bishmei to Rav. Omer v'atos brisei sishmar. And he's not a bar bris. And therefore he holds that a guy cannot do it. And Rabbi Yechonon Omer, Yimol Yimol, Amol Yimol. And here Amol Yimol. So we know from this Gemara, from Avodah Zarah, that at least Rav, and then we have a whole machlokes, whether or not a guy can do the Mila. Alright. And a guy can do the Mila. He cannot do the Mila. Therefore we can understand it's very comprehensible. Why, when Yisrael does the Mila, he makes a bracha. Rav came over here, and he said, so then be on my Rav, that it doesn't need a bracha. How do you reconcile it? Because Rav had this come on my Rav, that it's all based, if Yisrael could do it, there's a bracha, and over here there should be a bracha. So what was Rav's objection? Be on my Rav, that it does not need a bracha, why should it not need a bracha? Now, we have, what are we talking about over here? Well, we're talking about the bracha or the asiyah of the tzitzis. We have a big machlokes, not in Bavli, but in Yerushalmi, whether or not that you manufacture a chetza that's used for a mitzvah, you make a bracha by all mitzvahs, all chafetzim shal mitzvah. Or, that's not pshat. It means there are certain mitzvahs that there would be a bracha when you make it, and other mitzvahs that you would not make it. Let's say a person, for example, would manufacture a shofar. You make a bracha? That they hold. No, it would not be a bracha. Why? Bishlamet tzitzis, there's a reason to do it by tzitzis. The osu lohem tzitzis. What about you made a sukkah? Chaga sukkah is taseh lechem shivas yomim. Learn that from there, Yerushalmi learns. Not only is it that there's a mitzvah to eat, to make a bracha when you eat in a sukkah, even the baking of the sukkah. By the way, Rashi invites us like that in Malkus, like we pointed out. Rashi and Malkus tells us like that. That when you make a sukkah, it's called the making of the sukkah, it's almost a mitzvah also, not only to eat, the way Rashi learns. Shiltus the Rav Achai learns it from Chagasukas. Where does it come from? Chagasukas Tasa. And that's why there's about the other holes like that. So when those mitzvahs, where the Torah uses a lashon of an asiyah, there are those who hold that you make the bracha. That's what's going on over here. There is another tzad, the Rishalmi Bechal, that it's not like that. But all of a sudden, it's only by these mitzvahs where it uses the word of asiyah, and therefore we have the whole issue here by tzitzis. Maybe there is a bracha for that also. Here it says, what about this? The sanya, I mean, you do the aray sukkah, freighting gemara. What are you going to do by sukkah, the kshayra? The yavik chachamim. Sukkah, a guy can make a sukkah, put up the schach. A god machin rakbash. The sanya, sukkah, yavik chachamim, sukkah, sukkah, snashim, sukkah. As long as, of course, you take Sukhachas Kyokosov, the Gemara say you have to do it with shaped sail. Of Israel, ain't Sarach Lebarach. By Israel, ain't Sarach Lebarach, the Sadia. Why, I say sukkah liatzmai. If he made a sukkah for himself, I'm a baruch at Hashem, who came to Melzoyla, shechiyadu, the kibadu vigyadu, lasmad azeh, baleshev ba, I'm a baruch at Hashem, who came to Melzoyla, but shechiyadu, the shechiyadu, so it's what a leshev ba sukkah. The ilu lasai sukkah, lo mevarech. To lasai sukkah, he's not mevarech. There it's going, I see it, yep, it's silent. So what did he come and say over here? Again, so what do we have here? The Mar brought, Rav held that by Mila it's different. Mila a guy cannot do. Rav Yechonin says, Yibo, whatever the reason is, and like it says, Messiah, fill in. Again, Rabbi Yechonah Mahimal Yimo, Habal Yimo, Sukkah Messiah, Tfilin Avi Tufte. I didn't say that line. I didn't say that line because I made a mistake. I should have said that line, because that's the whole thing. The Gemara is saying over here, Sukkah Messiah, from what we're saying now, it's a Siyua. What are we saying by sukkah? Why is it that there is no bracha by sukkah? Because it's good. Ganbach and Rakvash are good. Why? No, good. So I'm glad about good. That we understand. So why not make a bracha? I says, Chag HaSukkah Stase. We'll go like that. Mahalach. Then, yeah, that's true. But a guy could do it. That's a riot to this. Of course there is an Asiyah. Abad is an Asiyah there. Whoa. So sukkah is a raya. Now what? What about farei tefillin? We'll come right back to Mila. Don't get all bent out of shape. Yeah, farei tefillin, the psulas be a mikvachov. What happens by tefillin? So we have a raya from sukkah to the principle of Rav. You don't make a bracha. Why, Taki, don't you make a bracha? A guy could do it. In light of this, let's assume that that's the reason. Baritzvillin, the psulais, the emekachavim, how do you know? The Tani Rochina, break the rubber, the Pashrodia, Sefer Torah, Tefillah, the mezuzahs, shekosvat, stuki, kusi, or the kachavim, avid, isha, the cotton, mumer, psulim. They're all pasuk. Shenem, mark, shatam, chsamtam, kol she yeshna, bikshira, yeshna, biksiva, kol she eino, bikshira, eino, biksiva. So, they are no good. And yet, will be Israel, ain't tzarech levarech. There's no bracha when you make tefillin. Now, why would you think you would have to make tefillin? You would have to make a bracha. The shalom rabchi b'reider rabuna b'shmeider rabbi yechanan al tefillin shel yad. I'm a bracha shekhar shalom b'tzaisis v'al haniyach tefillin. Not when you make it. Al tefillin shel rai shel bracha shekhar shalom b'tzaisis v'al amitzah tefillin. The ilu lasis tefillin lo mevarach. Lasis tefillin. You would. Why would you think that you would have to make it? Maybe the reason is because ukshartam uchsaftam uchsaftam. Like we have, and what it says. It says a charter by mezuzah. You have a savta. There is a din in the asiya of the thing that might be require it. Elav haidu taima. So this is what Akasha. If you're going to say that becomes the criterion, whether a guy can do it or not. It's a rye, if anything, from sukkah, it's not, but from tefillin, it's a problem, if we're going to say that. What?
Well,
it's a question. From tefillin, it's a question. Now, one thing, also another thing. We have to come back yet to Mila, you're right. We have to come back yet to Mila. We didn't come back yet to Mila. But let's just, as I pause here for a minute. How do you know that a guy cannot make tzitzis, the Gemara Darshan, B'nei Yisrael, B'lai, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'yalatra, v'yosulat tzitzis. Who? V'yosulat tzitzis. We're darshani only b'nei Yisrael to do it. Now, let's go back to the dinim of the Lishma. Remember, we have dinim, we had dinim of Lishma, that we had Tliya. We had the dinim, let's say when you examine, let's say you go and you make the tchelis. When you go and you make the dye, that has to be done, the shame, the thing, the shame, the shema. You go and you make the tli of tzitzis. You hang them, the spinning of the tzitzis. We have to have that lishma. The tli has to be, I'm not saying all rishayim agree that you have to have the tli of lishma. But there are elements of lishma that there are. So what's going on using the pusik for, b'nei Yisrael? What will happen over there? Because the klal that we have is, that kol zman that you have a din of lishma, you can't have a guy, let's say, well, go and do a matzah. Matzah's mitzvah, l'shem Pesach. You can't have a guy writing get. Guy is a daita de nafshek of it. We can't be saiba for the guy that is going to be thinking lishma. Tysus comes and zaymin. I mean, it's what would you say without the Gzeres HaKosum of B'nei Yisrael below Avi Kachavim? You also wouldn't be able to do it. He has to be Lishma. When you say, look at the guy to do Lishma, the Baruch says, Mefevish, and going to say, that I tend to actually, that couldn't write again. If you take a look at Tosfos.
Even Ayman Al-Gabba?
What?
Even if
yes, yeah. The Ayman Al-Gabba could work by a cotton, maybe, but not, right, or a cotton guy, depending on what the beer and farm is. But Tosfos comes over here and he asks, Tosfos on the Dibri Amasko, the Al-Yito, Al-Yibal Kusi. Tosfos comes over there and says, Tosfos comes and he says, Abal Gab, the Anikachovim, Kosh Beteva, came in the stomach, Lishmel Koy, Yabai Yisrech, the rabbis. I'm in Koychovim. Why would you name Yishloy, like Yehechi, the Lo Nibate, be B'nai Yisrael, Beteva?
Then look, then Beza Mel.
That's where he deals. Yeah, and the din of lishma, yelled that's the din of lishma by Mila. Tosfos says, "Tegat bicha b'sobum t'mashe tzitzis b'yadikachavim b'niksev yasu lahem t'mashma acherem yasu lahem." That's a different din that we'll have to come up with yet. Uvaser achi mashe rab tviya shelo lishma umay. Afterwards, Rakhut Masha Rav at the spinning, he also slowly shma, my seat, Tanai Mitfilin. Masha the Matitis Nabi, by Lishma. Afal Gam, the Enikachavim Kosher, the Tabor. K came in the stubble lishmal kai. If the stubble lishmal is good, amai yitzvich le rabbi sayde kachavim. He answers a little differently. But the way I'm saying it, because you have to know it also, I'm asking it a different way. But Tyson says, Kema, the stubble lishmal kai.
That was
Tyson's answer. Okay. The table. The Gabi Svar, Tfilah, and the Mezuzah, lovely, the Mutti, right, Mavi Kachavin. Why would I need the meat, the Sharta, Mokhsav, David Little Spavalam, Shmel Koi, he doesn't appear Kadisokin, Possel Askaris, because he can't be Saibacha, if the Armenian doesn't say for Tyra. Shekasavti Askari Shema, I didn't write it Lishma, Mashma Elastaban, Kosman the Baila Mavik Shekasavti Shalom Lishma. Yeah, need it Nisrik Mishum Evid Vyisha. Stuki Omasar Abum Afal Gav, that we learned, Levin Kachavim, Pachinami, with Afal Gav. Yeah. So what would we do over here? If you didn't have B'nai Yisrael, what would happen over here? Let's say if you would need it, Lishma, you wouldn't need it. But this is what we spoke, what we learned. The Islam of Chumas from Kibengers Chabura. When we would have, maybe 100 years ago, we had this Chabura in Shabbos afternoon. So from Kibenger, says, let's say a guy, became a ger. What's the problem? A guy, if he can't be saibach on him, that he did it lishma. Alright, you can't be saibach, he did it lishma. And therefore, we assume that it's shalom lishma. Now what? So what do you need a pasuk of B'nai Yisrael? Let's say he became a ger. No. He became a ger and he said, the tzitzis that I made when I was a guy, I understand you couldn't trust me because you couldn't assume that I did it lishma. But now, that I'm nema now because I'm a yid, I'm telling you, the tzitzis that I made, they were really good. I was mechaber that should be lishma.
And he has nevanas where he happened when he was good.
Good point. Rabbi Kivanger assumes, good point. The shaila is whether, but the din of Einachad Emma Misurim, we can have it. But there'll be a din Tchilasa Mepasnas Asayfa Mekashas. In the Dingarai and Rabbi Kivanger, we tied it like Yomi Arai from Yerushalmi. The Gabi this tied. But we'll go without that. Rabbi Kivanger does not bring that in. And Nachsachad is Simit Dalit Rabbi Kivanger. It's Simit Dalit Nachumas. So Rav Kivanger is this. Let's say he's a guy, made tzitzis, we can't be saibach on him, and he's megayer. Says, I made the tzitzis that I made 6 months ago before I became a yid. I'm just telling you now, the tzitzis are good. I was mechaved, l'shem shemayim, v'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and that which you assume, based on gemara and gittin, that a guy is a night in the nafshe, it did not apply to me. Is it good, the tzitzis, or no good? Avada, if you have B'nai Yisrael, it's exerts harkosif. So anyway, what do you need B'nai Yisrael? Here you have a case where a guy will be Naaman to say that he did it. But, yeah, except that we're not saying that he did it, but he's capable of doing it, Lishma. Yes, but only says that he does it, Adaita Denafshay. But if you'll be, for example, let's say you'll have B'yoymin al-Gabav, a Yisra, a guy cutting. Rashi myself said that's good. Rashi and Gittin. Somebody, because the guy is going to do whatever he wants, not going to concentrate. But let's say somebody that he doesn't know any better to refute that which is Israel. So let's say you're Ibn al Gabav. It's better to be an Ibn al Gabav for a guy cotton than to be Ibn al Gabav for a guy gadol.
He doesn't have the das.
He doesn't have the das, right? He doesn't have the das, so he does das. It's whatever Israel tells him to do. There you have a case. All right. So we wanted to know why it is like this. So we said, all right. So now it's another thing. What's a pshat is not the guy doesn't have it. We went from Rab Chayim. I bring a swear from Rab Simcha Zisel. From Simcha Zelig. The diet from Brisk. What the din of the guy that is not capable of the Shema. But that's the kasha that we're talking about. Pardon me? And that's why you would need B'nai Yisrael. Right, so that's why you need B'nai Yisrael. That's Rukim Eger's kasha. Rukim Eger is. That's why you need B'nai Yisrael. That's what is, that's what he would be saying.
The case where he says it afterwards.
Let's say he says it afterwards. So after he's a yid, he has Vamanis. He has Vamanis. And I'm telling you, I made these sits 6 months ago when I was a guy. And I realized that if I would not have become a ger, you definitely would not have been able to believe me. But I'm telling you now that I have Vamanis, the tzitzits weren't good. There's no reason not to believe me now. Now I have the money. The money, so you come over to my house. I tell you, you can eat it. The food is kosher. He's did it be serum like anybody else. So he has the money to be made on what happened 6 months ago as a guy. Or does he? It's a, it's the David is saying over here, in the Bible, chasar, the trilasa bepaslas, vasafa bekashras. By anus, does that then? Does that then apply even by an edechad? All right, so that's already an issue, how to learn the Gemara Ksubis and Chafres. That's the shadow of what the, what we have. But that's what's Vegeya over here, Lagabi this did. But now the Gemara is saying though, so what the Gemara is saying, the American bracha there, you know, Rob said that if a guy could do it, there's no bracha by the Israel. Now, if a guy can do it and a guy can't do it, then there is a bracha by the Israel. But what happens by tefillin? Tefillin, there's no bracha. Abba God of tzilus be able to be Israel, ain't a tzarech levarach. That's where we are. Elalav, hide the taima called mitzvah dasiya. Do we have that? By tefillin. Elalav, hide the taima called mitzvah dasiyasa. The rule of thumb is, any time where you do the mitzvah, that's the yasa, gemar mitzvah. The asiyah represents the gemar of the mitzvah. Kegayim, mila. Afal gav, dikshera, biyadik lechavim. Even if you would tell me, let's say even you would say, even if it'll be kosher with the guy. Call mitzvah that the asiyah is the gemar mitzvah. Gamila, even if you'll tell me that it's kosher by a guy. The din is be Yisrael, tzarech levarach. The call mitzvah, the asiyasa, is lav gemar mitzvah. Doesn't make any difference. Kigayin, tefillin, tzitzis. Afal gab the psulas be of the gachava. The exact opposite of even the, you know, where it has any chasarin. Afal gab the ainah tzarech mitzitzis. God's will, afal gab the psulas be of the gachava be Israel ainah tzarech levarach. So that's the reason. Rav came, remember, with a taina, and he saw him making a bracha on the tzitzis. This is what he's doing, making a bracha on the tzitzis. So the shaila is, what's the great idea? Should or should you not? And Gemara says that Rav holds he's doing that. What is the svara of Rav? The Gemara thought that the svara of Rav was, because it can be done wherever things are done, ayideya v'chachav, it makes a difference if they're done ayideya v'chachav, or they can be done ayideya in Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, has nothing to do with that at all. If long as you're doing something that the asiyah is the gemar, and you're not waiting for something else to happen later.
Priya
is part of the mitzvah. It's b'shas b'aisa also. No, it's the gemar. The mila is the gemar mitzvah. What mila? We mean the mila, the chituch, the ara oil, and the ara priya. Same thing. No, that's all the same at the same time. That's called the asiyah. That's called the asiyah, which when the asiyah is the gemar. Masheke by tzitzis, that's what was bothering Rav. Shmuel Aaron is asking, that what does it have to do with the being by the asiyah being the gemar or not? What's the havamina? Why should you even shtel tzum mila in the first place? But the Gemara have a shayla, why do you make a bracha on shayfer? Why the bracha on shachar when you do it? What do you mean? It's the ma'aser mitzvah. What's the it's the ma'aser mitzvah. What are you asking from Mila for? I don't know whether it can be done. You want to ask Rabbein if I can, a guy, let's say, cannot blow the shofar. Yisrael blows the shofar. So have a meaning that Yisrael should not be mevarech when he does the ma'aser mitzvah of shofar? He eats the matzah. You have a meaning Yisrael's not going to make a bracha al achilas matzah. Huh? So why should he make a bracha by the mila? And what's this mean anyway? Kol magdatasia is the gemar mitzvah. What a convoluted way to say it. Such an abstruse way to come and explain why there's a mitzvah. Let's just say because it's a ma'aser mitzvah. Is it? Or
the mitzvah that you should not have it broken.
Or maybe the way Jonathan is saying it, the ma'aser ha-mitzvah is there to set up the situation where you go through life as a yid, not with an orla.
When you got hurt.
The gemar, there is a gemar. The gemar is that you're able to live and you're physically, you're living like a yid. The mitzvah that brings that about is before. But the reason why there could be a bracha, it's not too old that there is, you're doing something before something happened afterwards. Once you do this, then the mitzvah later on is able to, the kiyum of what you're doing now, is able to be brought about for 10 years from then. Why? Because there's nothing, once you do it, there's nothing else to do.
The rest of your life?
For the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. But the mitzvah that you're doing before, it's not that has nothing to do with later. It's not like shofar. Shofar means I'm doing it, I'm doing the whole thing now. I'm blowing the shofar, I'm eating the matzah right now. Over here, I'm doing the whole mitzvah right now. I'm eating the matzah there. Over here, I'm preparing for 50 years from now. And therefore, if that's the case, this, in a way, it's like tzitzis. I'm baking the tzitzis now so that later on when I put on a beged, I'll be able to be the kai of the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah now so that 50 years from now, I'll be gemalt. Yeah. That's true, that 100%. But, when you do that by the tzitzis, you're doing something now that later on you'll have to do something. Now you won't have to do something. What you're doing now is preparing, and it's a complete act, fait accompli, for what you're going to need 50 years from now. And that kind of a case, there will be a bracha.
There's nothing else to do it.
That's right. Yeah, there's nothing else to do. But over here, by tefillin, by tzitzis, Philip, you'll have to put it on. My tzitzis, you'll have to put it on. Put on the begging. That's why I think that's what the tzmar sushtal is. L'chaira.
If something's already developed, why do we have to draw blood?
Why do you have to what?
Draw blood.
That's part of the milu. What do you mean?
He doesn't have an organ.
Who?
An older man. Either a baby was born without.
Oh, because you need it. Because when you have that, he has the ice press. Okay. It has to have blood. But it's a natural thing, or a doctor did it.
So it's not just...
Yeah. No, but there has to be, that's right. No, but the result is that. It has to be done with a certain process. We learn that from the Pasuk in Zechariah. God not be done brisech. Pasuk that we learn there enough.
The Shabbos, it's not just standard.
That's what you do it.
No,
I'm not saying there's no ma'aser mitzvah. But what is the objective of the mitzvah? The objective is to prepare for the future.
To be gemalt.
Be gemalt. Now, Amar of Yehuda. No. So the Gemara then says what? Tzarech Lebarech. What? By tzitzis. Oh, so the tzitzis b'ha'ka miflegi. Bar Tavar. Like we had a bar Savachai Miskavrahu.
Chayiv is what is it? When you wear the tzitzis or the beged, klei kufsa, that itself, but even when it's in the drawer. Like we had before. Amalei Rav Barchan and Rav Ashi, atu nachim asnita la'adon hachim asnita la. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Rab, minayin letzitzis b'yevik l'chamim shek shera. Says, how do you know that tzitzis b'yevik l'chamim is kshera? Not like the way we said until now. Shenev ha'adabar al b'nei Yisrael v'osu lo'ahem tzitzis. There should be others that make for them tzitzis. Lechav tzitzis. Yasu lo'ahem acherim. At least other people can do it for them. Amar Avira by Shmuel. Now also, there are different ways we could learn here, but also min ha'koytzim min ha'dimin. Let's say he makes the tzitzis out of threads. Let's see how Rashi learned it. Also min ha'koytzim, also the tzitzis min ha'koytzim ha'niktzotzim. Hainu kutim ha'tloyim b'chol ha'yeriya. The koytzim z'naysa min ha'begit. What you're doing is, these are chutim that were straight, that were sticking out up from the begad. Or, lishna achrina, lahi kari lehutzen, she yaitza min ha-begad, it's the reason you call it, it's like leaves. They were coming also from the thing sticking out. Also min ha-koytza min ha-nimen, also min ha-garden psula min ha-sisen ksheren. On the other hand, what in the garden and a psula here, these are paskals matshem chubarim lebegin, Rashi says, because you need an asiya, lishma, the way Rashi says, hey, you don't have it, they're hanging down by themselves. Min hasisin psula. Min hasisin is puzzle. What is season? What is the season? Oh, okay. Because also the was not outside threads. What is it again?
Balls of
thread. Yeah, okay. There are different ways to explain it. There's different ways. Okay. Ba'ina tviya lishma. The reason is, you need the spinning of it, lishma. Ab min asis and psula. Let's say you have balls of thread. So there it's no good either because the thread is already there and you need the spinning of it, lishma. So the tviya needs lishma. Doesn't say tviya. Some say if that means tviya. We have machlekes to reshine it. Well, it has to be hung, lishma. But it says the tviya has to be lishma. And that's totally in ketanoi. Tzipat zahav. What we have by tefillin, he covered them up with gold. Now, what does that mean?
Outside batim.
Now, so does it mean the batim, instead of using it made out of ur, he used gold? He used gold. It's gemal de gedach. It's very nice, but salacha the way should be seen. You need ur. The other way to learn it over here is another rishayim. Other rishayim learn it. It does not mean that the batim are made out of ur. But he put gold plate on it, on top of them. Yeah, so that's already a bit machlokes and how to learn it, what the case is. We have machlokes. Here it's here in Megillah, the Gemara Megillah, in Sanhedrin. Oh, shetola aleihem or behemet tmeya. Now, what is that? Same thing. He made the bottom out of an or behemet tmeya. Or it means that he put a plate on top of the regular tefillin with the behemoth tmei. Psulis. On the other arm, behemoth tahira, ksheris. V'yaval pi shalo idon lishman. Even though he did not tan it. Lishma. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, af ar behemoth tahira. Lishma. Here we have a machlekes. Whether the ar of tefillin needs even lishma. What about the R of a Sefer Torah? What about the R of a mezuzah? And that we have a big machlekes. Places that we had over here, and we'll see coming up later, tefillin yeshlahem bedika. In the bottom, we'll see that it's not pashut. Tefillin, it says it has to be, have to be ibud lishma. We'll have to see later, we'll see, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that.
Amalei Abayel Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda, Hai Tcheles Lehechet Zavisula. How do you go making the dye of Tcheles? Amalei, you know how we do it by seeing it? What?
Well,
Shmuel Bar Rav
Well, it's the best you have
for the place in there to
show
the big trails. You show the
whole process.
Who said this?
One of the
By seeing a dab chalosin, you bring the dab of the chalosin, the samanim, at certain herbs. You put it all in a pot, boiling pot. By sachina, you boil it up, shaklina, pour it to the basin, you take some of it as a sampling, and put it into an eggshell.
Does
that cure the chalosin? No, right. If it's tapminim lehubi yudra, and you put some wool into it for the litmus test.
That's the dollar shema, all this?
This is not the shema. This doesn't have to be. No, this is a test. The shadina leva hu beisa. Then you throw away the eggshell. The kalina leva yudra, you also have to be careful to burn up the sampling wool that you do, that you put into it. Why do all this stuff? Shema mina tlas. Because of three reasons. First of all, you cannot use the thread with this because, well, it's only for testing. Obviously, because it has to be kavanah for lishma. Lishma mina the way it's for lishma. Lishma mina teima psula. When we say teima psula, haynu teima psula. That's something about it. And what does it mean? Had it even seen Had it seen Lishma? It's the same thing. Amar Vashim Matam Kama. Matam Tivim Sil Mishum Tamim Tamim Lishma. As the Lord says, Ketanoi, Te'ima Psula Mishum Shenebar Kalil Techelis. You hear Diva Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yechon Ben Gamayim, Rafilu Barashani Sheva Kosher. Even the second, batch, it's going to be kosher. Well,
sure.
Yes, okay. What is it? Shushenemar ushni tagloas. All right, man. We'll have to stop over here. The other share is going to be on the one. All right. It's ushni tagloas for dashing from the word shady.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shear on any daf in shas, including Mara McClamis on each shear, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.